The famous midrash at the beginning of the sixth parsha by Yikra Moshe, Moshe Benun Yehoshua, that Moshe took the Yud out of Sarai's, Hashem took the Yud out of Sarai's name, all the way back in Sefer Bereishis, and it wasn't fear, the Yud was complaining, until Hashem had Moshe put it back into Yehoshua. Okay, interesting, it's a letter, it complains, where exactly does it live? Where was sitting at the time, you know, what's going on in this funny midrash? So Rav Yitzchak Stolman, the Rav of Detroit, says in his drushas, it's called Minchas Yitzchak, that there's actually a philosophical idea behind this midrash. What do you mean Hashem took the Yod out of Sarai? So Pshuta Shel Mikra, Rashi says right there, Hashem says, used to be Sarai, my Sar. Now Sarah, you're the Sar for everyone. And that corresponded, the Hay and Sarah corresponded to Hay and Avram. Used to be Av La'Aram. Now you're Av Hamon Goyim Saticha. Basically, Avram and Sarah changed from being in their local family, whatever, to universalism. Avram is Av Hamon Goyim, and Sarai is not just mine, but everyone's. Avram and Sarai became world universalist figures who brought the message of monotheism to the entire human people, and that's what they know. They would go all over in Darshan, Megaris HaNoshim, etc. So, what happens? Someone could, you know, we've just, some of us, no matter what country you're in, probably have spent a lot of the last week talking about racism and this and that and etc. You know, someone who is not as anchored in tradition could easily come to the conclusion of radical universalism. You know, what's important is the message we have, but it's for the whole world, it's Hamon Goyim, you know, we shouldn't stick to our own, etc. And Yesh Bazamashu, right? That's what Hashem said to Avram and Sarah. But the Yud was still complaining. The Yud, the possessive Yud, the singular possessive, right? Shali, that it's for us, was complaining to Hashem, there needs to be a balance. There's universalism and there's particularism. There are different aspects of the Torah. There needs to be a universal vision, but for that universal vision to be realized, you need to focus on the core, on the Am Yisrael, on the people who are going to live al pi the Torah, and reinforce one another, and b'chazek ish echad b'leiv echad. And therefore, where did that Yud go? Ultimately, what was Yehoshua all about? Yehoshua is all about Eretz Yisrael. Right, Yehoshua is about going into Eretz Yisrael, right? In this week's parsha, going into Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately, where is the safer of Eretz Yisrael? The safer of going into Eretz Yisrael is safer, Yehoshua l'dori doros. He suggests even this is already begeder speculation that perhaps Nitnaros v'nashuvim mitzrayima. Not everyone was saying, "Let's abandon the Torah, let's abandon Hashem, let's go worship idols, etc." No, we got the Torah, we have these amazing things, so let's go back to Mitzrayim, we'll teach them about the Torah, and we'll be part of them, it'll be a big partnership, and it'll all work out. Why do we need to do all these scary things and face these big giants, just have our own country? It's fine, we'll go, it'll be good Germans, and good Americans, and good British, and we'll share our values of the tradition and influence society. And therefore, the Yud was Mitzrayim. The Yud says, no, you need to have a balance. We all hold from Avram and Sarah, but it needs to be what's Eretz Yisrael about, that the Jews should have their country, they should build a country for themselves, and they should live there, and they make society together. And to really realize the vision of the Torah, it has to be done without diluting it, without assimilating. You know, you can't, you know, you start, as Rav Kook pointed out, anyone who is so universalistic that all they think about is how to be part of the whole world and everyone's the same in the entire world, ultimately does nothing for the entire world, because then they lose their special vision and contribution and they lose their special message, right? Pure universalism means wasted universalism, because then you have nothing to contribute to the world. When you take pride in yourself, when you build up yourself, when you build up your own community to the point where it's just a fire that's shining all over the place, then you have something to contribute to the entire world. And he says that's really the amkus of the Yud from Sarai that was waiting to restore this balance, had to go into Hoshea Benun Yehoshua, had to go into our nationalism, our particular nationalism in Eretz Yisrael, and remind us through the Doros, there's Avmon Goyim, there's Sarah of the whole world, and there's the Yehoshua of making sacrifices and taking risks to build our own identity, our own national collective identity in Eretz Yisrael and the Dor HaDoros, we have to balance and realize that it's not just a balance of two good things. You know, like you need a little of this and a little of that, so you have to make sure to take the right amount of each. But really, I think ultimately, if we don't really believe in Al Kenik Havel Shkha Hashem Elokecha, right? The Takin Olam Malchashakai, if we don't really believe that our message is a message that has the answer to all the ills of the world, that has the perfection of the entire earth, the entire universe within it, then our particularism is worthless. If we don't believe that our particular Mesorah and our particular Derech is relevant to the entire world. But on the other hand, Al Kenin Kavlecha comes after Alin Shavach Ladon Kol, Shal Asadim Kiyar Tzos, Lo Shamanu Kishkos Adama, Shal Samchal Kenu Kahemagor Alin Kol Amonam, because we're not Meshtachim Lehev Varik. If we don't realize that, we have to take pride in ourselves. We have to take pride in the fact that we're accomplishing something that everyone's not accomplishing. If we don't stick together and try to build a society amongst ourselves where we can reinforce each other to not be Kiyar Yerot Tzos and not be Kol Amonam, then we'll never be able to grow in our avoda, and we won't have any message to share. We won't be able to go to the Al-Kain if we don't start with the Aleinu L'Shameach. And that's exactly the Yud from Sarai to Yoshua. Shabbat Shalom.